Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight is Connie Fusella, and she'll be joining us in just a minute. But first, I have some quick updates. We have on June 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. And the Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. For more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. And CAMLAC is spelled K-A-M-L-A-K.com. Next up, we have our Summer Solstice Medium Raffle, which is happening on June 20th. The raffle offers you an amazing opportunity to connect with Forever Families Foundation certified mediums. These mediums are among the very best, and we know that an evidential medium reading can greatly help those who grieve the loss of a loved one. There will be five chances for you to win a phone or Zoom reading and also support the work of the foundation. If you purchase just one $5 chance, you'll be in the running until all five medium readings are given away. And the drawing will be held on, again, June 20th, 2025. And lastly, we have our Fall Grief Transformation Retreat on October 17th to the 19th. That retreat is for bereaved parents only. So it's just like the rest of our grief retreats, but with the slight caveat that you have to have lost a child, unfortunately. This will ensure a safe and nurturing environment for people who have lost children and tailored to specific needs and your unique journey of loss. While we offer other retreats for individuals who have experienced various types of loss, including the loss of children, this retreat, once again, is dedicated solely to those who understand the profound heartache of losing a child. Here you will find a compassionate community that resonates with your pain and provides a space for sharing, healing, and understanding. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so that's it for announcements, and let me introduce our guest. Connie Fusella is a highly evidential and respected certified medium with over two decades of experience connecting people with their loved ones on the other side. With conscious memories of spirit communication beginning at age four and three near-death experiences that deepen her connection to the afterlife, Connie's path as a medium is her soul's true calling. Certified by the Forever Family Foundation and Helping Parents Heal, she is the award-winning author of You Are Soul Beautiful, recipient of the 2024 Speak Up Radio Firebird Award and 2024 Global Book Award. Connie's exceptional accuracy and compassionate demeanor have made her a sought-after guest on Signs of Life Radio, which I can co-sign because I love having Connie on. Whether through private readings, group sessions, public speaking, or workshops, she is dedicated to providing life-changing, meaningful messages that help others find healing and solace, demonstrating that the bonds of love are eternal. And without further ado, welcome to the show, Connie.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So happy to see you. You know I love having you on. I'm partial because we're friends. So I feel like I'm hanging out.
That's right.
So
good,
Connie,
to be here again.
Oh, good. I'm happy. I'm happy you keep coming back. I must be doing something right. So Connie, there's so many things we could talk about. And I don't remember if we talked about this the last time you were on the show, but I see your book behind you. So I would love to know what the inspiration was for the book for people who don't know a little bit about the book.
Sure. So I had been, thinking for years I wanted to tell my story. Maybe I'm a little bit unique in having three near-death experiences. And, I started seeing and hearing spirit at the age of four, but then I forgot, right?
Right,
And
right, right.
I forgot who I was. And for me, those near-death experiences woke my natural born, senses back up again.
Right.
So I wanted to write the book, but I was like, geez, I just don't want it to be about my story because I wanted it to be inspirational and help other people. Okay. So,
Right.
I think my story is cool, but I wanted something more to it. So interestingly enough, I had a reading with Laurelin Jackson.
Oh,
Okay.
yes.
And what happened is we met at a grief retreat and we said, oh, one day we'll exchange readings. And several months later, that time came. And so she told me that I would write a book, not knowing that I was starting to write this book. And she told me that I would get some very significant downloads about the chapters while I was on a ship. Well, what she didn't know is 2 weeks later, I already had a cruise booked, a family vacation. And my plan was, is I was going to spend that time devoted to writing my book.
How
Okay.
funny.
So this was really interesting. So I go get on the cruise and like the second day into it, and I'm out there early in the morning because I'm an early riser and I'm only one out there and it's quiet and I'm enjoying the solitude. And all of a sudden it's like, boom, I start hearing all this information. And my spirit team was telling me, yeah, we want you to write this book, but we want you to do something different. And so they gave me this information about different soul categories and how we all experience these soul categories differently. And what I've named them is solitudes. And basically what they are there's five of them, five categories. They are our awareness, our acceptance to our soul's true destiny. So in other words, are we getting the messages? Are we receiving them? Are we ignoring them? Like, what are we doing to keep us on our true path? Or what are we doing to ignore it and let obstacles keep coming our way?
Right.
So I describe these five different categories, and then I use my own story to show how I moved through the various solitudes to finally get to the clear solitude, which is the one we're born into, right? Our souls come here with a predestined contract. Our souls know what our purpose is, but we forget. We're human.
Right.
Our life happens, right? So the goal is we come in clear, and the goal is before we transition to get back to clear. But there are other factors that come into play, whether it's your own state of being or maybe others are holding you back. And there's so many different categories based on your awareness, maybe based on religious beliefs, maybe financial constrictions, maybe addiction, maybe, mental or physical disabilities. There's a lot of different things that put us in these different categories. And so I use my story to show how I move through them. I've been really, really pleased. I've gotten so much positive feedback from people that have left reviews or emailed me and saying, wow, now I understand why I'm in these repetitive patterns, why I'm in these relationships that never work, why I'm in a job that I'm miserable at, why I'm stuck here or there. You know what I mean? Why I
Right.
couldn't get out of this situation, why I'm codependent, in a relationship. So all of these things. So it has the intended effect that I wanted, that it's helping people. So that's the gist of it.
Right. Well, you know what? I love that for so many reasons because people do need that help, all the time, not even just these days, but all the time. But also what I love about that is, and Connie, you know this because you do readings just as much as the rest of us here at Forever Family, all of us mediums. Most of the time, the information that spirit brings forward, if it's not validation or them telling you like that they're okay, it's usually advice along the lines of getting yourself out of a pattern you're stuck in, whether it be people you're dating or work things or getting taken advantage of, or maybe you're being mean to people and they need to point it out to you. They're always concerned first with us knowing that they're there and that they're okay. And they always move to helping us move through our lives. So it's no surprise that you got that directly from, your team on the other side. Because that's always kind of the message anyway, right? The overarching message is here. This is how to help your soul
Absolutely.
grow. So
Absolutely.
yeah, you're doing the work, my friend. I love to hear that. And I'm sure it's so fascinating because I know your story because again, we're friends, so you've told me yourself. But the near-death experience aspect of it, I'm sure, is fascinating for everyone to hear too, because that is an unusual part of your story. Three of them. Most people have one,
Well,
at the most.
I'm a little stubborn. So, testudoro is
Out of habit.
hard-headed. So
Yeah.
it didn't work the first time. I didn't wake up. I didn't get it. And so it's like, okay, we'll keep trying. She'll get it
Yeah,
eventually.
you had to have it a couple of times. Well, you know what? I always joke too, because you're a Gemini, right? You're a Gemini. I don't know if anyone listening follows astrology. I do. But it's just so funny because there's a thing in astrology where everyone always says Geminis have to do things twice. If anybody knows a Gemini things in their life, they always have to repeat something. It's the twins. So it fits with your astrology too. Maybe not, I don't know what the third one was about. Maybe you are hard-headed.
I
But the two, it makes sense for sure. No, you're reasonable. I know you. But Connie, that's amazing. So where can everyone get the book? Is it on Amazon? Is it on sale for you on your website?
Yeah, there is a link on my website. It's on Amazon, it's on Barnes and Nobles, it's at Books a Million. It's in like 10 different countries right
Okay,
now.
good.
So
Oh,
it's all over
awesome.
the place. So yeah, just Google You Are So Beautiful. It's a unique perspective into the soul's quest for its destiny, but You Are So Beautiful. SOUL is much
I love that. Cute little name too. Reminds me of the song. I'm sure that's why. That's why you did
Actually,
it.
it's funny that you said that because I was thinking about what to name the book. And I don't know about you, but for some reason, things come to me when I'm driving. My family will tell you I'm a terrible driver. I don't think so, but I don't know why. It's probably not a good idea that things come
It's a
to me
channel while
when
you're
I'm
driving, yeah.
driving. But I was going actually to do a group demonstration down in Sarasota, and I'm driving along. And all of a sudden, the song came on by James Blunt. You're beautiful. You're
Oh
beautiful.
yeah.
And then I was like, wait a second. Yeah, you are. And I just said, you are so beautiful. That's how it just, inspired me.
That's how we get inspiration comes from, I think that comes from spirit too, but that's a whole other conversation. And I know, Connie, you're always doing events, you're always somewhere, which is also very Gemini of you, my friend. So do you have any events coming up?
Yes, I love events. So I was in Jacksonville last weekend for Helping Parents Heal, actually. I
Awesome.
have an event tomorrow night in Lakewood Ranch, and all the information is on my website, www.meaningfulmessages.info. And then Sunday I'm in Venice, Florida, and then 2 weeks again, I think in the middle of June, I'm in Lakewood Ranch again. At the end of May, I'll be in Tampa for Helping Parents Heal, and then I'll be in Lilydale the end of June.
Oh, nice.
So I hope that people can come see me there. I'll be presenting and demonstrating. I will be Labor Day weekend, the end of August. I'll be in Chicago presenting for IANS,
Oh, nice.
International Association of Near Death Studies. And then I will be at the fall Grief Transformation Retreat in October for Forever Family. Yeah, it's just
Oh,
not going to be
yeah, I'm
there.
not going to be there this year. I do it every year. Part of the reason is because I know you usually do it, so we get to hang out. But this year, I'm not doing it. I'm only doing the summer retreat. But if you want to go hang out with Connie, go book a ticket. She'll
Yeah,
see you
and
there.
if you want me to come near you, just give me a ring or email me, and if you can get a good group together, I'm happy to travel. So.
Awesome. You heard it here, folks. Connie, well traveled. Love it. All right, Connie. Well, that was amazing. Loved hearing about the book. But we do have to get to the phone lines. People are waiting, of course. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show, our guest tonight is certified medium Connie Priscilla. And be sure to check out Connie's website at www.meaningfulmessages.info. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. Before we take your call, if we take your call on air, I'll call out to you by your first name and most likely your location. And you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit, and Connie will do a mini reading for you. They're about 5 minutes, or you can ask us a question. We're always happy to answer your questions too about mediumship or how anything works. We love to educate as well. All right, Connie, you ready? All right, great. First up, we have Charles from New York, another New Yorker. Hi, Charles.
Good evening, Joe. Good evening, Connie. I'm
Hi,
so
Charles.
pleased to be on the program with you tonight.
Oh, we're happy to have you. Charles, did you want to make a connection or did you have a question for us?
No question in particular, but a mini reading would be nice.
All right,
Thank you.
perfect. Connie, you're up.
Okay, Charles, good to be with you tonight. You've got quite a few people here in spirit. So, Charles, do you have mom in spirit?
Yes, I do, Connie.
Okay, she's very lovely. She's coming through first, okay? I feel with her that she lived to be a good age. I'm going to put her in her 80s, maybe late 80s when she passes. Is that correct?
I think you may be confusing her with my mother-in-law, who lived
Okay. All
a
right,
longer
let's keep
time.
going. Yeah, let's keep going and see what I have here. I have this lady. She's very lovely. I know she's in her late 80s. I feel like she's pretty healthy for most of her life. It's really in the later years that she starts to decline. I have problems with mobility. I feel like maybe there was a fall or an injury to the hip or the leg. Do you understand that with her?
No.
Okay, let me just see. Do you
No.
understand there was mobility issues with her in the end?
No.
Okay, let me just get here. So I'm getting a clear signal here. So let's see who I have here. So this lady also shows me there's a connection to a name like Anne. First, middle, or last
And
name. It doesn't have to be her
possibly.
name. Okay, you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm also getting that there's issues. Again, I feel like there's mobility issues or pains in the legs. There's something with the legs that she keeps showing me, okay? I'm also feeling, go ahead.
Connie, could I interrupt for a second? It could be my grandmother.
Okay, you understand the leg issues?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just start with her. I'm going to acknowledge her, okay? Real quick. But
Okay.
I also want to bring in your dad. Your dad has passed as well, right?
That's right.
Okay. Did he have a military connection? I see the military
No.
connection.
No, again, I think this could be my father-in-law.
Okay. All right. We've got a bunch of people. Who's Joe?
There are several Joes. I had an Uncle Joe. There's a Joe on my wife's side of the family, and my father's brother is Joe.
Okay,
So,
I feel like this is an uncle, okay, but I do have the military connection with this gentleman. You understand that?
I wouldn't know, probably.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay, Charles. So let me just see here. All these people are swarming around. So let's try to make sense of this. All right,
Okay.
I'm gonna go back to your dad and your mom. I'm gonna focus on them, okay? Your mom
Okay.
again, I feel like again she's in her 80s, okay? I feel now I'm also getting my symbol for who is the teacher who has the connection to the school.
My mother.
Okay, yeah, okay. I know who I have here. So let's see here. So I'm going to tell you again, the legs belong to her for some reason. Okay. She's showing me there's discomfort in the leg. She's coming a little bit closer. I feel like there's swelling. There may be problems with her feet in the end. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. I don't know why she's
No.
showing me that. Maybe it'll make sense later. I want to also bring
Later.
the month of March as being significant. March is a birthday, passing, or anniversary for someone.
It's her granddaughter,
Okay.
the birthday.
Okay, great. And do you also understand July?
I do.
Okay. She wants to
July
bring
is a
the.
birthday.
Perfect. Okay. And do you understand the name Catherine, Kate, Kathy?
Yes.
Okay. Your mom wants to bring me that name connected to you.
Is this a person that you could discern is on the earth plane or on the other side, the
It could
Cathy?
be somebody here as well. They like to shout out names.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
I also want to just say with your mom that she's giving me the number two. So are you one of two children?
About a minute left.
Three.
Okay. Are there two left? Two here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She wants to acknowledge you and her other child as well. Okay. And also, who has the connection to Elizabeth?
That's my sister's daughter, Elizabeth.
Okay, right. So that's the grandchild that they want to acknowledge as well.
And that's
And
the March birthday.
there you go. Okay, perfect. All right. So it'll all come together. I also want to just say to you that your mom is showing me well, I'm also seeing like a love of books in general. I feel like your mom was an avid reader. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, she's showing me lots of books around her. I know we have to kind of wrap up, but I want to bring your mom
Right.
and dad through and leave them with all their love.
Thank you.
Charles, one more thing I have to say real quick. Are you the one that's having the leg issues?
No.
Okay, I don't know why she's really adamant about that. Like somebody either had leg surgery or had leg issues.
No, it's not me.
Okay, all right. Well, think about that. Maybe it'll make sense later.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you so
calling,
much.
Charles.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, you take care,
Thank
okay?
you.
All right. Awesome. I love when they do that thing where they'll bring up a birthday and then you'll get the name like a minute later. You're
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
that's who that was. They'll do that a lot. They'll like kind of circle back. It's so
Yep.
interesting. Okay, next up we have Peggy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Connie.
Hi,
Hi,
how
Peggy.
are you doing tonight?
I'm a little nervous.
Oh, so you're in good hands. Don't be nervous. Connie is
Okay.
the best. All right, Peggy.
So,
So I'm
if
assuming.
you get something, could you just step right in here?
Yes, I'll chime in too if I get anything. Okay, next up we have. All right,
Okay,
Peggy. So
I appreciate that.
I'm assuming you wanted to make a connection with spirit,
Yes, sir.
right? Okay, you got it.
Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Connie.
So I have a gentleman that steps forward for me first. He feels, somewhat in the same age bracket, as you, give or take a few years. Do you have a husband that's passed?
Yes.
Okay, he's coming first, okay? And what I feel like with him, he's showing me that he passed from illness, but I do feel like this is something that he was aware of and that took a little bit of time. Do you understand that?
Sort of.
Okay, because the way that he makes me feel is that there's something underlying, okay? And I feel like maybe something was there for a bit, maybe it went unnoticed, and then, it's there, and then all of a sudden things move pretty quickly. Do you understand why I would say that?
Yes.
Okay. He is kind of pointing to his midsection area as an area that's giving him some issues. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and do you understand the J connection, like John, James?
A J connection. I have a son-in-law, Jay.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then also he gives me the month of September as important for a birthday, passing, or anniversary.
I have a daughter who has a birthday in September.
Perfect. Okay. Yep. So he's acknowledging his daughter. Okay. I also see a nice looking dog with him, a medium sized dog keeping him company. Do you understand his dog in spirit with him?
It would be my daughter's dog.
Okay. All right. Yep. The family
Or
all gets.
maybe he had a dog too.
Yeah. I feel like it's his dog. He's showing me it's my dog. Okay. So what I want to do is I feel with him that he has a lot of gratitude because I feel like, I don't know, he kind of shows me that there was a bit of confusion in the end, like confusion, things, like I said, I feel like things move, pretty quickly. But he's coming forward and wants to give you a lot of thanks and gratitude for sort of managing everything. I feel like all of a sudden you were just in a whirlwind with, with his care and things moving so quickly. And he's just showing so much love and gratitude to you for being there and being supportive and being a rock for him. You understand
Not
that? Well, I'm telling
all.
you, this is the way
No,
that
no.
he's.
He wasn't sick. He died very quickly, like snap your fingers, and that was it.
Okay, but do you understand that there was something underlying there? Then that's why I feel like there was something underlying, like I said, and then all of a sudden things move quickly. But what I want to do is
sure,
I,
because I.
okay, let me just say, he's telling me that before he transitioned, okay, that you were there for him, that you were the rock is how he's showing it to me. You took care of things. It's like you were the steady Freddy in the relationship. Do you understand that?
Not really, no.
Okay.
That's what he's saying, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It was just like.
That's okay. He's just showing me that in the relationship, out of the two of you, you were the steady Freddy one. You were the one that was, you know, even keeled. You were the one that took care of things. And this is just how he's showing it to me, okay? I also feel with him that he does want to bring an apology because even, you know, with his passing like this, and again, I'm going back to the symbol that he gave me like a whirlwind. I feel like things were kind of left in a bit of a mess. Do you understand that?
About a minute left.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is where the apology comes in. I feel like, you know, he let things slide, okay? And he's showing me that something should have been put in place that, you know, to make things easier for you. And he didn't pay attention to things that should have been done for you. And God forbid something like this happened, which it did. Do you understand that?
I do.
Okay. He's bringing me the month of May is also important. Do you understand that?
No.
May or the number 5 would be important for someone's birthday, passing, or anniversary.
No.
I want you to think about that. But Peggy, I wanted to bring him through because I feel like he really wants to give you a big hug and a big apology for everything that you've had to go through. I want to say that I feel like he's helping from the other side. And again, I just want to leave it to you. The way that he's showing it to me is that, you know, you were the rock, you're the trooper in all of this. Okay. So he's giving you kudos that, you know, out of the two, you're the one with the strong backbone. Okay. And, so he's supporting me from the other side, and I feel like he's doing it in a way that he wasn't able to do while he was here. Do you understand that?
Yeah, so I kind of want to know, am I supposed to sell my house? What am I supposed to do? I don't know what to do.
Gotcha. I feel like with the house that the answer that I get right away is yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I hope that that was helpful for you, Peggy.
Thank you so much for calling, Peggy. We appreciate it. You take
All
care,
right.
Okay?
Thank you both. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Right on to the next one. We got Thelma from Georgia. Hi, Thelma.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us okay?
I can.
Perfect. Okay, Thelma, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
A connection.
Okay, perfect. You got it. Connie, you're up.
Hi, Thelma. How are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. Right away, I have a lovely lady that's coming through for me. Do you have a mom or a mother-in-law in Spirit?
I do.
Okay, I feel like this is more like mom. You understand that?
Okay.
Okay. I also feel with her that, you know, I know that she passed from illness, but I do feel that her lungs are compromised in the end. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. She's also showing me there is a connection to a D name, like Donald, Dorothy.
D?
D, yeah. Do you understand the D connection for first, middle, or last name?
Yes.
Okay.
Middle name, yes.
Perfect, okay. And do you understand the number 4 as in number of children, or the month of April would be important?
I have 4 children.
Perfect. Okay. Do you understand also, Thelma, the younger gentleman passing under the age of 40?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I want to bring this gentleman through. He's showing me that there is something unexpected about his passing, that he's here 1 minute and he's gone the next. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this a nephew for you?
One is a nephew and one is a brother.
Okay. All right. I got the nephew first. I heard nephew. Okay. But I want to bring him through because I feel like, you know, he's wants to, in some way say that I can take some responsibility for what happened to me. Do you understand that?
You talking about the letter D?
No, talking about
okay,
your nephew.
Yep. I know, but you were talking about the letter D. My
okay,
brother's middle name is D.
Okay, perfect.
My nephew, no, okay.
That's okay. I want to talk about the younger gentleman that passed unexpectedly. And when I said nephew, you said you had a nephew that passed early, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep, because he's just showing me that he can take some responsibility for what happened to him. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I also want to say here, let's bring in your brother. Your brother kind of strikes me as, you know, he's interesting. I feel that he seems like a little bit bigger, like bigger in his stature. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I also feel like, did he like to wear like a hat, like a baseball hat or a hat?
No.
Okay. He's showing me, I feel like it's a baseball hat. Is there a significance to baseball with him?
No.
Okay. I don't know why he's showing me the hat. So maybe that'll make sense later. I might have the wrong kind of hat, but I feel like he's wearing a hat of some sort. He's just showing that to me. But what I want to say with him also is that, he's showing me that he's with your mom. And also there's another lovely lady that's with them that also passed younger. I'm going to put her though, like maybe in her 70s when she passes. And I feel like this might be an aunt for you. Do you understand that?
Sister.
A sister. Okay. Okay. Who has the name that's with an E, like Ellie, Eva?
Got a minute left.
No.
Okay, think about the E name, first, middle, or last name. Okay. But I want to also bring back your mom again. Like I said, all these people come in at one time. I know I'm jumping around a little bit. Your mom is showing me, she's actually showing me like a Bible. So I feel like your mom had some sense of spirituality or religion. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like that was very important to her. I feel like she wore glasses in the end, but I see her kind of taking them on and off like cheaters. You understand that?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very, very much around you, Thelma. She watches over you. Of course, all your loved ones do, but I'm going to leave them with all their love.
Thank you so much for calling,
okay.
Thelma. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Ready for the next one? We need a breather.
No, I'm good.
I'm giving you the speed round here tonight, lightning round. Okay. Next up, we have Karen from Missouri. Hi, Karen.
Hi there. Hi, Jill and Connie.
Hi,
hi.
Karen.
What friendly energy you have.
Yes.
I love it.
Well, this is the first time I've ever been able to get through, so I'm really happy.
Oh, awesome. All right. So I guess you want a reading, that means.
Yes, please.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to let Connie do her thing.
All right, Karen, let's see. So first of all, you have mom in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, she's coming first. Why would she show me a horse?
A horse?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's see. This is where the charades come in. So the horse means a couple things to me. Is there a name like Ed or Edie?
Ed, as in Edward?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and who is that to you?
My dad.
Of course it is. All right, that's why she's showing me the horse. So back in the day, there used to be a talking horse show named Mr. Ed. So when they show me the horse, it usually means a name like Ed or Edward. That's how they bring it to me. So this is your mom.
I love that
and
show.
Also acknowledging your dad, okay? So your mom is showing me, you know, she's kind of fun, your mom. I feel like she's very hands-on. I feel like she was a doer. You know what I mean? She liked to keep moving. I feel like she was very active up until she really couldn't be, you know, very active anymore. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, she keeps herself busy. She's always doing something. I also feel with her, she wants to bring me sunflowers. Are sunflowers important to you?
No.
Do you have something with sunflowers in your home?
A couple of dish towels.
There you go. Okay. I know I see the sunflowers. So that just shows me she's right there with you. Okay. When they bring me something like that, it's either you like them or you've got something like that in your home and they're showing me I'm right there with you. I also want to ask if the month of July or August is significant.
Yes.
Both of them?
July.
July is. Okay. The sunflower also means those months for me. Why? I couldn't tell you. So, again, one of my little symbols. So, yeah, your mom is coming through very, very much around you. She also brings through, do you understand? So there's also a child in spirit. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And this is your child, Karen?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this a son for you?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, he's coming right through and your mom is showing me she's got him right in her arms, okay? I feel like there is something unexpected about his passing. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put him like under 25 when he passes. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, what does 25 mean when I see that? Is there something significant about that number or an age that something happened?
Yes.
Okay. You understand then? He's showing me that, and I know it has to have meaning somehow.
Yes.
Okay. I want to bring him through because I feel like he's showing me that what happened to him was something that was beyond his control. Does that make sense? Let me
possibly.
Just... Okay, so I feel like I'm a little bit up and down with him, okay? So I get that feeling a lot when there's like addiction or depression or both. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so what I feel for him is that he's doing something that he normally does, okay? But somehow he's showing me that something just went wrong, okay? And so it's out of his control and leads to his passing. He wants me to say it that way because I feel that he didn't have intentions on this outcome. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's very important that you know that. Okay. Who is Bobby?
Nobody that I can think of.
Okay. Is there a name like Robert or Richard?
Robert.
Okay, who's Robert to you?
Brother-in-law.
Okay, is he passed as well?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. So he's just shouting out his name. They shout out the, you know, Bobby or Robert, but I know it's that name. So he's just saying hello. Now, I also want to, want to get back to your son. He shows me the month of June is important.
About a minute left.
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. June is a birthday, passing, or anniversary for someone, or the number six
is important? Yes, for someone, not involving
okay,
my son, but yes.
Okay, great. And do you also understand December?
Yes.
Okay. That's important to your son, he shows me. Okay.
That one is important for my mom.
Okay, all right. They're standing both together. I see two bigger dogs standing next to your son. Do you understand that?
Say that again. I didn't understand.
Two bigger dogs?
Two big dogs?
Yep.
No, not big ones, just little ones.
Okay, I've got dogs, they look about maybe 30 to 40, 40 pounds, I'm going to say. They look, I don't know, they're bigger dogs I see next to him. So I'll let you think about that. They might be way back in the family waiting there, but they're bigger to me. Let's see here. I want to also say with him, your son, he shows me this big body of water, like a lake or a pond. Is that something that's on your property?
Yes.
Okay, because he shows me that's where you can find me. Do you understand why he would say that?
Maybe he liked it. I don't know.
Okay, I feel like he's there and he looks out and he sees this beautiful water. And I feel like that's where his energy stays because he's saying that's where you can find me. He likes that area. So he's showing me that. But I just want you to know that your mom and your son, and you've got a lot of other people up there as well, but I'm going to leave them with all their love.
You know what, Karen, before you go, I got to tag in real quick. as
okay,
Connie was
thank
talking,
you. Wow.
Of course, we love to help. That's why we're here. Karen, I'm just getting one thing. It might not even be super important, but your son showed me, I don't know if there's like a drawing of him or some painting or something, but he showed it to me like a caricature. So I don't know if it's an actual, like one of those things you'd get like on the boardwalk at a fair or something, or if somebody did some kind of drawing or painting of him and maybe it's not that good because the proportions are a little off. But do you know what he's talking about? I don't know if you have that, if that was something, a memory of his. Do you know what this is?
No, I don't.
Please just keep it there. I feel like if you don't have it, it had to have been your son's, something that he had done. But he's like, his sense of humor is coming out about this. So I do think that he, how could I put it? Like, it's like something he liked, but it might not have been like the best quality or the most important thing, like I said. But if you have his stuff, if you could just go through it and see if there's anything like that in there, because it's just a funny little thing that I feel like, I don't know, he liked or something, or it, you know, gave him a little chuckle every time he came across it. Make sense?
Oh, okay.
All right. So just look for that. And then email me or Connie when you find out. So we know.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay. All right, Karen. Listen, thank you so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Next up, we have Lisa from Pennsylvania. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Connie.
Hi. So Lisa, did you want to make a connection with spirit or did you have a question for us?
Connection, please.
Okay, great. I'll turn you over to Connie.
Great. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Connie.
All right. Lisa, you have dad in spirit?
No.
Okay, father-in-law?
No.
Okay, let me see here. I've got a gentleman here. He's showing me that he's got like father energy. So let me see where I'm going with this. Do you understand
yeah.
the connection to the name like Michael?
Yes, that's funny.
Okay. And who is that to you?
It would be an aunt's husband, but when my sister had a reading not too long ago, a Michael came through. So
really?
It's just funny that came. Yeah.
Okay. So this is an ex-husband, you said?
It's an aunt's husband. They're
oh,
both.
Gotcha. Okay. All
yeah,
right. So that's interesting. I'm wondering if that's the gentleman that's coming through because it's like, I don't know why, but he feels fatherly to me. So that's interesting. Do you understand, I have a lady now just jumping in as I'm talking. To me, this feels like grandma on mom's side.
Okay.
Okay, she's passed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. She shows me that she's very much around you, like when you were younger. Because she's saying, I saw you grow up. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she's very much like mom to me for you. Like she's like, she says I was there. She's also showing me, she's showing me something handwritten. I actually feel like these are recipes maybe that you have of hers. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
This is actually maternal grandma.
Oh, yeah. And she's...
paternal, yeah.
Oh, paternal. Okay, but maternal is also...
Yeah.
Well, right? Oh, that figures. I always get the dueling grandmas. Okay, so let's see. And do you understand the M-A-R connection? Mary, Marie, Margaret name? As a first, middle, or last name?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So I'm hearing that as well. And do you have a mom or mother-in-law as well in spirit?
No, they are both living.
You're still here. Okay. Who had the knee surgery? Who had the knee surgery again?
Well, my father-in-law.
Okay. Yep. And he's here though, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. There's acknowledgement to him for some reason. So I feel like somebody's watching over because I clearly heard somebody's got knee surgery going on. But I want to get back to the grandmothers again. So let's go with the paternal grandmother. Because again, I feel like mom, I keep hearing like mom. So again, I feel like this is somebody that you were very close to and that took care of you. She's showing me the month of May as important. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And she also
she passed in May.
Yeah. And she also wants to bring you so did she sew?
Yeah.
She's showing me like she sewed, but I feel like she was actually really good at it. It wasn't just mending things. She's showing me she was pretty, you know, handy like that. But what she's also bringing is a garden. So do you have a garden that you spend time in? Yeah. And she's showing me that there's a connection with you in this garden, and that's where she kind of hovers around her energy and spends time with you while you're there.
Got a minute left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's also showing me, so I also see a cat. So do you have a cat in spirit?
Yes.
Yeah, she's showing me the cat.
Yeah,
it's with her as well. Oh. So she's got that cat waiting for you. So I'm going to leave this lovely lady with you with all her love.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Lisa. We hope this helps. Take care.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Connie, we have time for one more. You ready?
Yep.
This hour just flies by, right?
Yeah, it really does.
Okay. Next up, we have Eileen from New York. We start with a New Yorker. We're going to end with one. Very good.
Here we go.
Hi, Eileen.
Hello. Hi, Joe. Hi, Connie.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're doing good. So, Eileen, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
I was hoping to make a connection with Spirit.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, great. How are you doing tonight, Eileen?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. All right. So I have a lady here. She feels like, you know, a mom figure for you. Do you understand mom or mother-in-law in spirit?
Mother-in-law, yes.
Mother-in-law. Okay. But she's coming forth with like a lot of love for you. Like this woman thought very highly of you and had a lot of affection for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. She also wants to thank you because I feel like that you were there, you know, as she declined and was there to help, you know, and assist her with her healthcare needs. Do you understand that?
But, well, she passed very suddenly.
Okay. Were you, did you live with her or were you taking care of her like before she passed?
No, but my father-in-law, we moved in with us right after she passed.
Okay, let me see what she's shown
So
to
there was
me.
a lot of taking care of him. Maybe that's
Okay, all right. I'm
referring
hearing
to.
taking care. Thank you for taking care, but I thought she was talking about her. Okay, let's see what she's saying. I also have though, she's worried about your father-in-law. I'm getting like a sense of confusion with him. Do you understand that?
A little bit.
Yeah, she's saying just keep an eye on him for that. Keep an eye on him for that. Now, who has the I'm getting the name again. There's an Ann name or an A name?
An Ann.
Yep, A name, first middle or last
I'm not
name.
sure.
Okay. And I want to though just say with your mother-in-law, I feel like she makes it, you know, I don't know if it's like a heart attack. I almost feel like it's like an aneurysm or a blockage of some sort. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how she's showing it to me. I also have to, who has the connection to like the first responder? Somebody would be like a policeman or a fireman?
I'm not sure.
Okay. When I see that symbol, there's an acknowledgement to somebody, unless she's showing me like a paramedic or something, you know, at that day, but usually they want to acknowledge someone. I'm also getting the number three. So is her husband one of three children?
No.
All right. Do you understand the month of March then as important for a birthday, passing, or anniversary?
No, not March.
Okay. Not for your mother-in-law in general. I feel like
not that I can think of.
Okay, I'll let you think about that. She also gives me October.
I'm
or
not
the number
sure.
10. Okay. I'll let you think about that as well. Now, I also want to say with her, she's watching over her husband again, but I have to talk about she wants to thank you for like, do you live in a two-story house? She wants to talk about like making like changes to the house.
We do, yes.
Okay, so she's thanking you for the accommodations. I know she's showing me my symbol for you had to move things around, right, to have them in there with you. I also want to acknowledge the, I am getting the M name. So is there a Michael or a Michelle?
About a minute left.
Her name was, her middle name was Mary.
Mary, okay, so, okay, gotcha. I thought I said that, didn't say that. Okay, gotcha. The other thing that I'm hearing from her is, do you understand a name like Fran or Frank or Francis?
No.
Okay. The only other way I could take that is if you don't understand that there's a connection to a memory with France.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Not that I could think of, no.
Okay. Think of the name. I think there's a Frank there. Is what I'm hearing. But I just wanted to let you know, this lady is very lovely. She thought very highly of you. She's sending love to your husband. And I also feel like she's showing me that there's a sister there as well that she sees. Do you understand there's a sister or sister-in-law in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. So she's showing me that as well. So I'm going to leave her with all her love. And think about the other things I said. They'll make sense.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Take care.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
You're welcome. We are just about out of time, but I'd like to thank our guest, Connie Pusella, for joining us this evening. And Connie, if any of our listeners want more information about your work, they want to schedule a private reading, is the best way to reach you your website?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Which is meaningfulmessages.info, right?
That info, right.
All right. Well, Connie, thank you so much for being here. You know, I always love having you on.
Yes, I love it. Thank you, Joe.
Of course. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. As always, I'm your host, Joe Peretta. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com or on Instagram or TikTok at Joe Peretta. I do free readings over live. So if you wanted another chance to do something kind of like this, I do that there too, privately, not with Forever Family. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a great evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.